Welcome to the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. I'm so thankful that you're listening today and grateful to welcome in any pastors who may need encouragement. In fact, the blog post for today that you can find at timpriceblog.com, the title is Quick Read for Pastors Who Do Need Encouragement. Because being a pastor can be challenging and demanding, but at the same time, it's incredibly rewarding and makes an impact. And so this is just a short podcast to uplift and support pastors, especially as we are entering the fall season. Most pastors out there know that the fall season doesn't start in September. It really begins about the second week of August, as soon as everybody's mind kind of shifts back from the summer fun into some sort of routine, and everything kind of begins to go gangbusters. Newsletters and church publications are full. Announcement screens have way too many things. There's so many sort of starting points, and that's an awesome bit. But I just want to make sure that we have a minute to stay encouraged and focused on our goal. So I'll share these things in just a few moments.
Welcome to the Christian Life and Leadership Podcast with Tim Price. The purpose of this podcast is to help strengthen the church, build more effective leaders, and encourage your walk with the Lord. We'd be honored to have you share and rate this podcast. And if we can be of help to you, please reach out to us at timpriceblog.com/podcast. Let's head over to today's show starting now.
Okay, so this is a quick read because it's only five things. We could probably talk about any one of these things for quite a while, but let me just share them with you quickly. Number one, to encourage pastors, your calling matters. Never forget your calling. When discouragement comes, one of the things that we can do is to think back to how Jesus first called us into faith with him, into ministry, any number of those things. We need to think of the stories and the prayers and the experiences and the circumstances, all those things that led you to make the decision to serve in this kingdom work with your life. And you can also, when you wonder about your calling, reflect on how you wound up serving in this particular church and ministry and community. There's always a story behind any of those things, and most often, when you reflect on it, it brings about the sense that you are here for a reason. And of course, the Lord reigns and can call you to the next place tomorrow, but for now, buckle down, keep moving, keep trusting, keep praying. Your calling is still there, whether you feel effective at this very moment or not. Sometimes it helps me to remember that it's God's ministry and it's God's church. And sometimes what you might need when you're feeling discouraged, more than a big change or something to be different in life, is you might just need a nap. You might need a time just to sit back and relax for a moment to reflect on God's calling in your life. So that's number one. Number two, pastors in churches, you are making a difference. The pastoral role is a lot different than other roles in life. Unlike building a house or creating a computer program that comes to completion, pastors are in an ongoing, literally endless work. We're blessed at times to see fruit from ministry. There are finish lines at times, especially if you're in some kind of practical building campaign, brick and mortar type thing, or when a particular event comes to a close or a season comes to close. But often, to-do lists for those in ministry are literally more than we can handle. The good news is the Lord is using you as his hands and feet in each small yet faithful encounter. And really, big one-time successes in ministry are often fleeting. People don't even remember those in the end. What they most often remember is the faithfulness of a pastor making a difference in their lives, in that place, at that time. You're making a difference even if you only feel like you're doing little things. I can think of story after story of little ways that pastors have said or done the right thing at the right time in my life. And they encourage me, and the Lord's sense of belonging, which all that wrapped into just that relationship, became a calling that has lasted into my adult life. And part of that is attributed to the fact that those folks modeled what it meant to be faithful to Christ. And they invited me into their story and into their world. And because of that, I experienced that, was inspired by it, and offered my own life to the Lord to be used in ministry in that way. So you are making a difference, whether or not you sense it at this very moment. The third way I want to encourage pastors in this podcast episode is to remember that learning is a gift. Learning is your friend. I know that we can easily be discouraged by the rapid change in styles and technology and culture, and especially the coming generations, but here is a freeing tip for you. You can't know it all, and no one expects you to. Now, I know there's all the jokes about pastors having to be the plumber and the accountant and the preacher and the teacher and the unlocker of the doors and all that stuff. And I realize that depending on the setting of your church, you are wearing many hats. But when it comes down to it, no one can do everything. So one of the best things you can do at any age in your ministry is to embrace learning. Ask others for help. Soak up new knowledge and skills. You can tell those around you this answer when they ask things that are tough. Just say, I have no idea about this, but I'm trusting that God will use us as a church to make it happen in spite of me not knowing. So confidently become a learner and rely on people around you in ways you haven't done for a while. You don't have to feel like you have to know it all. Number four, you're not alone. Now, I realize that not every single church is a Bible-believing church, and there might be some loose definitions here, but when I Googled how many pastors are there, the answer was around 5 million in the world. And so not only do you have a whole bunch of other people who walk in your shoes, you also have the great cloud of witnesses cheering you on through the work of the Holy Spirit. And yet I know it's easy to feel like you're out there by yourself. I just want you to know that you're not alone. The church with a capital C is one large organization submitted to Christ, doing his will, seeking to reach others with the message of hope and salvation. And so just because you might be feeling like you're the only one in your shoes, in your community, or in your place, know that you're not alone. Others are there too. So when you feel alone, one thing you can do is to connect with another pastor who most likely has the same feeling you do. You can send a note or a text to another friend or somebody in ministry around you. Maybe you don't even know them well, or maybe you do. And just a simple, how are things going, can really make a difference. Open up a door to conversation. And of course, building structure in your life with small group support and connection with other ministry leaders is always a good investment. You can never go wrong with it. And in this day and age, with all the various digital ways of connecting, that group can be spread far and wide. And if for whatever reason you feel like you are definitely alone and don't have anyone to reach out to, then be sure to take a couple steps to be more aggressive, to make sure that you are connecting with a counselor or somebody that can help you through a season of feeling like there's no one else. And of course, I would love to visit with you as well. You can connect with me on my blog, timpriceblog.com, and it'd be awesome to say hello. Well, the last one is keep your legacy in mind. When I am smack in the middle of a difficult season or a lonely season or some kind of overwhelming time, it helps me to think a little bit farther out. What will the impact of my ministry be in 50 years? What will my legacy be? What will my legacy be in the home, with my family, with my children, with my spouse? These questions are the questions that can thwart the temptations that can so easily derail our ministries. And it makes tough pruning type decisions much more easy when we're thinking about what the most important things in life really are. At the very least, these questions help me keep going. When I think about the legacy, I keep that in mind. It helps me think, well, I want to end well. I want to keep going where the Lord has led and where the Lord is calling. And so I'm going to be, as much as possible, faithful to that call as he has been faithful to me. Know that the Lord will use your life and ministry for impact far beyond what you will ever see on this side of heaven. So those are the five things today. Your calling matters. You are making a difference. Learning is a gift, so embrace it. You're not alone, and you need to keep your legacy in mind. So I just want to invite you to trust God's word, be faithful to Jesus alone, be patient, hardworking, and enjoy the journey. Thanks for your ministry and your countless unseen hours. keep growing the church you have right now. I just want to pray blessing on you. Lord, we're so thankful for each leader who is listening to this podcast, each church that's the recipient of the pastor or ministry leader that you have in place there right now. And we pray that you would bring about a fresh wind of your Spirit, that this season would be a season of clarity and of growth and provision, that the Spirit would take over and control in the churches as we lead them, that you would bring about the right resources in terms of people, in terms of decision making, in terms of wisdom for certain things. God, that you would help us as leaders in your church to be faithful to your calling in our lives. And even in the times when it's not working out like we wish it would, we know that it's your church, that you have things under control. So we submit our lives to you and trust in your name tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you would like, you can go to my blog, timpriceblog.com. And at the end of that post, there are several encouraging scripture verses for pastors. And I would just invite you to take a look and read that. There are some other things on our blog post that can help in various things going on in your student ministry or your kids' ministry, your church as a whole, in preaching, in leading, in parenting. Each of those things I've enjoyed writing about, and not that I know all the things, but I definitely love to reflect on what I've read and what I've learned and what I've experienced, and I've included it here in various ways on the blog. You can visit that at timpriceblog.com. We have a couple other podcasts and resources that we offer. One of them is the Worship Leader Toolbox. Every other Thursday, we upload a podcast and every week send an email to worship leaders and worship teams. And we'd love for you to connect with that at our website, worshipleadertoolbox.com. And a second one is Harvest Ministry. Harvest Ministry is kind of the umbrella for all these various resources. Based in Southern Illinois, we take time each summer to invite young adults to serve in worship bands that travel to lead music for camps and conferences and churches. And then various members of that group and others from the core group of the ministry travel throughout the school year, providing worship music and leadership for conferences, retreats, and other things like that. We'd love to be a part of your ministry, doing a outdoor worship night in your church or community, or being involved in a conference or something you have going. You can just reach out to us at harvestministryteams.com. Well, we want to thank you again for being a part of the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. And if you don't already receive our emails, we'd love for you to be connected in that. And you can do that at the website as well. Thank you again, and I will speak with you in a couple weeks.
Harvest Ministry Teams, the sponsor of this podcast, has been in existence since 1996 with the mission to go out to sing, serve, and share the love of Christ, and to raise up the next generation of ministry leaders and Christian disciples. In case you haven't experienced Harvest before, check out our music at harvestministryteams.com/music. We have worship songs, kids' songs, instrumental albums, and more on Spotify, YouTube, and Amazon. Thank you.